but doesn't even have a plan. Said it'd be a man for broadcast, but this is coming from the man who didn't check the forecast. Not the only story he forgot to plan for. A bright future was getting wet. Shame the rap man didn't drown, but hey, it can only get better. Ransacked our services and our savings, the economy into a state of flux. Soon knackered, the state of living for a generation. You can trust this party of BJ sucks. 3 PMs in as many years, 2 unelected where 1 was born in. To wealth and privilege whilst the country was robbed, but at least we didn't get Corbyn. If I have to hear it one more time from a boomer who had everything served up on silver plates, fill up your bootstraps and work harder, son. While it's off, we keep voting for sell all your stuff to the mates. We have to earn 4 times, you pay for twice as long, just to be able to buy half as much. Your free services and socialism we pay for now, and you say we're the ones who are out of touch. Better get better. Don't know what I'm gonna do if it doesn't. The other options we have to vote for aren't much better when the other option is summer. The Tory light, Tony Blair, shine mark to his hand. We're about to gather all the running Tory votes that he can garner. Cozy it up to the sun. A rag paper makes sense as they lie about disasters. The human rights lawyer ignoring human rights, so long as he keeps pleasing the Zionist masters. He's banging on about the fact he's dad's working class and he's a tool maker's son. But we can all see that keys, because if he made tools, you're definitely one. About to become PM of this country, not because we need a hero and he's it. It's not hard to win an election running against idiots. You're just a shinier piece of shit. We're called Tory enablers by the Labour right. What I wanna know is where they get the gold. Tell us to hold our noses and vote, but when we ask the same, they sided with Tories and we lost the Red Wall. The fuck you coming at me with that shit? Give us an electable leader, the ball's in your court. How do you expect the left you kicked out to side with you when you haven't even addressed the Ford report? I love this country and I love this land. I'm probably as patriotic as they come, but it's hard to be proud and optimistic when the UK seems to be plagued with scum, racists and bigots and anti-intellectuals who hate anything not white beyond a doubt. I'm pretty sure there is a way it can get better if we put all these fuckers on a wander route. Free statewide, blind to the genocide. No kindness to kids if they're trans or brown. Or in any country, when the capitalists tell us to, they seek the boats of sand here and let the children drown. A Palestinian saint's flag is flown every year on Remembrance Sunday. Lest we forget about kindness and war, all forgotten by the morning on Monday. What do we have to do to get everyone to see, to realize that the enemy isn't anyone different? It's the Eton twats and toffs in £1,000 suits who wanna keep us ignorant. We wanna scrap the money for the NHS, so we are shorter lives with poorer education. So we fear the educate truth tellers, trust the snake oil sellers, so we believe the flat earthers and fear the vaccination.